Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mary Kay Cabot, North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She joins us right now. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Pro Football Focus came out with their rankings for the rosters going into 19. The Browns were ranked 18th. They're behind the Ravens. Now, they try to give like a total from 18 to 19 and why it crosses over. Some people have tried to explain why they would do such a thing. I have no idea. Like, we're not seeing it through rose-colored glasses. The Browns are actually a really good football team, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think this is kind of a low ranking, 19th, in terms of the roster. I mean, geez, even when I asked John Harbaugh at the NFL owners' meetings about the Cleveland Browns, he said they have the most talented team in the division. So if he thinks that, then I would have to think that 19 would probably be a little low.
Okay, I would like to make sure of that. All right, Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. All right, first off, Mary Kay, we got into a big conversation yesterday about the possibility of Tyreek Hill. It was based on your mailbag when you got a Hey Mary Kay about bringing in Tyreek Hill if he were to be let go. We talked to Soren Petro of Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City, where he had said that that's the Chiefs fans' number one concern, is if they were to drop him, that the Browns would come in and get him. Do you or do you not know whether or not there's interest in Tyreek Hill from the Browns, John Dorsey, if he were to be let go?
You know, just going with my gut, the way that I answered that question online and in the paper was that I just don't think he would do it. I don't think that he would sign Tyreek Hill. Now, stranger things have happened because, you know, maybe he would dig in and have a comfort level with how everything went down. He knows him as well as anyone, but I think they have enough on their plate right now with Kareem Hunt. And I just don't know that you can take too many chances on guys that, you know, that have a history and that, you know, have investigations and things like that going on.
Well, the thing that I'm most concerned about is, yeah, I know that I should be concerned based on humanity, for crying out loud, but that's beyond the point because we're talking about sports here. When Tyreek Hill got in trouble this time, there were media members going after John Dorsey for drafting him, saying John Dorsey should pay some sort of a penalty for drafting Tyreek Hill, which I thought was ludicrous. He hasn't been a part of that organization for 2 years. Okay, he's not his father. He was his boss. And I think a player under his guidance with the Browns, you could lay at his doorstep. I don't know if you could do that now that he's no longer with Kansas City. But if you were to bring in Tyreek Hill has a history and has a volatile history at that, where I could say I'm giving Kareem Hunt a one shot at a second shot again. But Tyreek Hill, I think that all that conversation would be brought up again. And even though nothing may come of it with the NFL, I still don't want that conversation around the football team.
Right. And John Dorsey has made it abundantly clear that he will give a guy a second chance. But at least in the case of Kareem Hunt, he says he's not giving him a third. So he's on a zero tolerance policy. Now, does that mean if he runs a red light, you know, if he gets, you know, whatever, something minor like that he's done with him? I doubt it. I think the zero tolerance policy has to do with committing any type of an act of violence against anyone, which has been his issue and why he's suspended for the first 8 games of the season. That's what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. In the case of Tyreek Hill, I would have to think that there would be enough red flags or enough concern that it's just something that they probably would not want to take on right now. And from everything that I've been hearing, the Chiefs plan to stick by him. Now, who knows what will come out of this 8-hour meeting with the NFL? Who knows where this is going? But from everything that I've heard so far, that it's going to be a non-issue because the Chiefs are not planning on cutting him at this point, which, you know, in some ways is interesting because the moment that video hit they cut Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, you know as well as I do, you can lose one talented player. You really try to not lose two. I know that's a horrible thing to say, but you know that's true.
Yeah, and you know, I have to also wonder if they, you know, had taken a little bit more time on the Kareem Hunt thing. And I think a lot of that was because they felt that he lied to them. So it was much as that as it was what they saw on the videotape. But I just have to wonder if now, you know, maybe that was a cautionary tale for them to let the legal process play out and to, you know, take some time before they make a quick decision on how they want to handle a player. And maybe that is why they have exercised more patience with Tyreek Hill.
I fear something, Mary Kay. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show, that at some point a lot of NFL teams are having less and less training camps that are open for free to the public. The Eagles are down to one this year. They're charging you $10 to get in, and it's going to charity, but it's one open training camp for the fans. Could we see a possibility where the Browns in a few years start to go in that direction? I know that they lose three this year because they're practicing in Indianapolis, but could we see that way coming up here over the next couple of years? Because it seems a lot of teams are starting to dial back the access to fans.
Well, the reason why that's happening is because there is so much social media now. There have always been rules that when we go out to camp, we can only film a certain amount of things. We can't film 11-on-11s. We can't do this. We can't do that. Well, everybody in the stands can do it. And that's why teams are starting to close these practices, because all of a sudden there's a ton of film out there for other teams. I think that has an absolute lot to do with it. Now, the Browns are in a position right now where they're still building their fan base back up from so many losing years. They have still a lost generation. They're coming back in droves, but they still have to win over a lot of their fans. And so I think that they're doing right by their loyal fans who stuck with them through all the losing, through 0-16, and I'm glad that they're opening up all these practices. I could possibly see down the road, though, them dialing it back a little bit.
Well, Mary Kay, I think that's a great point. I think that's an absolutely great point. But I know that you're an entertainment business. You're the NFL. I can also say, you know what, I just don't care. I think that you guys need to suck it up and have open practices for your fan base, because they're the ones that are going to support you when things go badly. And I'm talking about every football team here. And I know that you might want to do this under secret here, but you know what? If your team sucks, they're going to get found out anyway, no matter how big a secret you keep it.
Well, you know, maybe it becomes something where the NFL sort of steps in and makes it a little bit more consistent across the board, and everyone has to have a certain amount of practices open. You know, maybe it becomes something like that. And if not a mandate, then at least a guideline or a suggestion that fans can get out and see their team practice, because we all know not everyone can afford these ridiculously high-priced tickets and the parking and the food and all of that. And it's a chance to come out and have an up-close personal look at OBJ and Baker Mayfield. And I cannot tell you, I can't take two steps. I can't go anywhere in this town right now without everybody wanting to come up and talk about the Cleveland Browns. Everybody's so excited about this, and I'm glad that so many fans have a chance to come out and see it.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Well, what do you know about the fans trying to sell their training camp tickets? Because are there fakes that are on eBay right now? Do we know this for not?
You know, I don't know for sure, because I haven't really looked into that yet. But, I mean, that's just not in the spirit of what's supposed to be happening. And, you know, hopefully the Browns will be able to try to find a way to control that a little bit. But it's hard to control all of this. I mean, when we leave, you've seen this many times, when we leave the practice facility, there are people, many people, adults included, standing out there waiting for players to sign their memorabilia and their jerseys so that they can go sell them. And, you know, so it's hard to police these things. It's hard to control. But that's really just not in the spirit of, you know, of what the Browns are trying to do here.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Looking forward to this football season, obviously, seeing everything that's going on. One of the big issues have been pass interference. How ugly is this going to be? Because it still seems to be very murky. What is, what isn't, what can't be reviewed, how it's going to be reviewed. Are we going to be talking about this in the first couple of weeks of the season like we did with roughing the passer last year?
Probably, yes, because there is a learning curve whenever there's anything new like this, and it takes a while for the officials to get it right. It takes a while for the players to get it right. You're never going to make everybody happy. Either the offense or the defense is going to hate it. And, you know, teams are going to have to be able to, you know, coach it up the right way. And the officials come into town every summer, and, you know, they go over it all with the players. They go over it with the media. But it will take a while to make sure everybody's getting it right.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. All right, Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours.
Thank you.
Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, 216-578-0092. Coming up next, do you have that list?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, we got the list, and you're going to want to hear the list, trust me. Second of all, I don't want him to go to L.A., and part of the reason I don't want him to go to L.A. is because you keep telling me it's okay for him to go to L.A. It's Ken Carmen without Anthony Lyme, Alive on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.